I declare that that garment of sorrow be set on fire. That garment of depression be set on fire. A fresh garment is upon you now. Receive it now. The garment of joy, the garment of celebration be released upon you. The agenda of the enemy be frustrated. I call it done. My heart will trust in you. Because with you, Lord, I can be naked. And not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no need. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. A Shabbatagalaga. That is why you will remember. And with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no your physician is healing you, not just of bodily healing but emotional healing, psychological healings, healings in your mind. Receive it now. Sit for a minute. Thank you, Master. We worship you. Very, very heavy, dense atmosphere of His presence. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. Psalm 16 verse 11, we read in that first service, Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. The prophet of joy, two. This will just be the flip side of what we dealt with in the first service. Our objective is to understand the place of joy in the life of the child of God. Prophet of joy. We said four things in the first service. We may not be able to go over them for the sake of time. But I'll say four things again by way of introduction in this second service. And the first of these, which will be number five now, is joy is a major identity of kingdom people. Joy is a major identity of the kingdom.
The meaning of that is that joy is a major seal of Christianity. What differentiates Christianity from the dead religions of the world? One of those things is the excitement and the vibrancy and the ecstasy that is clearly stated in Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God does not constitute in meat and drink, but in righteousness, in peace, and then joy in the Holy Ghost. There are religions of the world where the more you punish yourself, the better it is for their God. There are those who come from other religions, and once they come into service, they are wondering, why is everybody happy? Why is everybody screaming and dancing and jumping? They don't understand nothing like joy. Because Satan has no joy to offer. It's a major identity of kingdom people. Number two, joy positions the child of God for the best of God and the best of life. It positions the child of God for the best of God and the best of life. That was why he said, with joy you shall draw waters from the wells of salvation. In Isaiah chapter 12 and in verse 3. That the things that pertain to you by salvation can be drawn by joy. The things that pertain to us by salvation, we draw them by joy. We draw them by joy. With joy shall you draw. Joy positions the child of God for the best of God and the best of life. And so number three, or number seven now, Christianity is robbed of its life where joy is absent. Christianity is robbed of its joy and essence where joy. Christianity is robbed of its life and essence where joy is absent. Piety doesn't mean living in pity. It's robbed. Finally, joyfulness is gainfulness, and joylessness is gainlessness. Joy establishes your profit or gains in God. And the absence of joy enhances losses. Joyfulness, without any doubt, is gainfulness. An excited person will see more. I mean, apart from Bible, apart from church, an excited person will see more results in life than a depressed person. Everything, both people and things, avoid the depressed. If we have said that, then what is the profit of joy? I'm going to enumerate what we saw at first in the first service, but with separate, different references and of course, different commentaries. First of all, joy establishes the presence of God. It establishes the presence of God. 1 Chronicles 16:27. 1 Chronicles 16:27. The Bible said, glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. There is an easy way to get the attention of God. You get the attention of God with the climate of celebration. There is an easy way to get. When Paul and Silas exploded in the prison, Jehovah stepped in there. They prayed. Nothing happened yet. But when they praised, when they sang, when they jubilated and celebrated, God stepped in. And when God stepped in, the earth quaked and shook. There is an easy way to get God's attention. You get it by joy. Number two, joy triggers the release of strength. The release of strength. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. He said, even if the fig tree failed to blossom. Okay, from verse 17. He said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no head in the stalls. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And then the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And He will make me to walk upon my high places. When you joy in God, you refuel your strength. Did you hear what I said? When you rejoice in God, you refuel your strength. 1 Chronicles 16:27, where we read earlier on, it said that honor and strength, glory and honor are in His presence, strength and gladness are in His place. You see, anywhere you find gladness, you find strength. Listen to this as we proceed. All round weakness is established where joy is absent. All round weakness. A person will be weak mentally, weak spiritually. Weak spiritually means you are unable to resist attacks. Weak emotionally, where joy is lacking. Joy triggers the release of strength. Number three, joy opens the channels of insight and inspiration. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15. Elisha said, bring me a minstrel. And as the minstrel played, inspiration flowed. As the minstrel played, inspiration flowed. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3. With joy shall you draw waters from the wells of salvation. Esther chapter 8 verse 16. The Bible said that the Jews had joy, had light and gladness and joy. Anywhere there is joy, there must be light. There must be light. There must be light. Arise, shine. Light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? The meaning is very, very straight. The atmosphere of celebration is the climate of inspiration. And where depression is allowed, the doors of inspiration is closed. Inspiration is closed. Nobody sees anything new under depression. No new idea can flow in a depressed climate. You can't hear the voice of God in depression. The only thing people see in depression is nightmares and terrible thoughts. That will never be your portion. Joy opens the channel. Number four, joy is a tonic for health and vitality. Tonic for health. Look at what he said. He said, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. In Proverbs 17:22. And then in Psalm 42 verse 11. Psalm 42 verse 11. He said, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Why do you want to be depressed? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance. Health. Health. My praise equals my health. In Psalm 43 verse 5. He said, that one is very, very direct. He said, why are you cast down? Why are you depressed? Why do you want to lack joy? Why are you disquieted? Hope in God. Because I will praise Him who is the health of my countenance. Health. There is a connection between your health and your joy. The meaning is, joylessness is foundation for sickness. If a person refuses to be happy, he cannot be healthy. Even if he is not sick now, it's a matter of time. A person who refuses to be excited cannot have vitality. If he's not sick now, it's a matter of time. Your joy sustains your strength. And I'm sure you know that depression is a sickness. It's a mental health issue. It's a connection between your joy and your health. Number five, joy is doorway to potentials. Potentials release. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, we've seen that consistently. And then 1 Samuel chapter 10, and then verse 5. Let me say something to you. You deliver at your best in the climate of excitement. And you deliver at your worst in the atmosphere of depression. The climate of depression shows that something was not done well. The climate of unhappiness shows that. So, now, I was doing the recording the other day, and after we finished the recording, my wife looked at me, and she said, "Do you want to do it again?" I said, "I think so." She said, "I think you should do it again. The way you are looking, it looks like you didn't record what you wanted to record. You didn't deliver the way you want to deliver. You didn't speak the way you want to speak." I said, "You are absolutely correct." So we did the recording again. And then I deployed maximally. And when she saw me very excited, she said, "Now the recording is done well." I said, "Yes." And then I told her, I said, "Gift of discernment of spirit, and there is also the gift of discernment of husband." I said, "Married women, people need that gift." I said, "There is the gift of interpretation of tongues, and also interpretation of husband." That is, you look and you know. How many of you know in the village, sometimes a man does, the wife understand what he said. He means, "Please bring me a cup of water. I want to clear my throat." Hallelujah. Take your seat. Never go out for any presentation in the climate of sadness. It's better not to do it at all than to do it shabbily. People step into exam and fail the exam, knowing the answer. Because of women and men fail at the place of work because of quarrel from the house. Am I communicating? I mean, they came to work tensed up. The wife stressed the hell out of him, or into him, or the husband stressed her out. And she's just there making all manner of mistakes at the office. Because you can never deliver at your best in the climate of sadness. You deliver at your best in the climate of excitement. Am I coming? Can I speak to you some practical things? If you are somebody who does public presentations and those kind of things, even the way you appear can affect how you present. If you are not sure of how you look, go and look well. Because you can't go up until you fill up. Somebody say amen. A plane flying here. Joy is doorway to potentials release. Confidence affects competence. Excitement affects delivery. Number six, joy facilitates answered prayer. I read a passage in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 20 where God said, for he shall not much remember the days of his life because God answered him in the joy of his heart. I want to show you practically how that translated into the life of Hannah, the mother of Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 18 and 19, the Bible said concerning Hannah, and she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did it, and her countenance was no more sad. Hannah had been a woman. She said, I am a woman of a bitter spirit. I am a woman of grief, and that's her identity. But her countenance was no more sad in verse 18, and her prayer was answered in verse 19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. This is not the first time Elkanah knew his wife, but this is the first time Jehovah remembered her. And what happened? Her countenance was no more sad. Are you ready for this? Sadness of countenance equals delay of expectation. Sadness of countenance equals delay of expectation. If you refuse to be happy, you have agreed for it not to happen. Sadness of countenance equals delay of expectation. Because God answers in the joy of your heart. For your information, joy is a faith action. That is especially when you are rejoicing when there is no physical reason to rejoice. When you are excited when the devil wants you to be depressed. It's a faith action. And whenever God sees faith, he moves. He has promised he will never fail. I will follow him. I will follow him. He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. He don't promise me he did never fail. I go follow him. I go follow him. He don't promise me. He did never fail. In all straightness. He did never bend. In all straightness. He did never bend. Human being. Straightness they can bend, but in all the Creole, some people in, I think, Western Africa, you say, I de so te go. I de go so te, you know the turn. I de so te go. In all straightness, I de so te go. Hallelujah. Don't forget this. Sadness of the countenance equals delay of expectation. Is that final? Number seven, joy facilitates progress and speed in life. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break out singing. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. The name of the Lord shall be forever, and all the fields
All the trees shall clap their hands. The name of the Lord shall be forever.
If you want to go out, you go out with joy. Psalm 42 verse 11, where we read before. He said, why are you cast down? Why are you cast down? It's enough to stop there. Take note of this. Whatever weighs you down, ties you down. Whatever weighs you down, ties you down. And in case you say it's not tying you down, look at it again like this. Everything weighing you down is slowing you down. It is when you drop your weight that you gain your speed. Everything weighing you down is slowing you down. It's slowing your thinking down. It's slowing your spiritual life down. It's slowing everything down. To be weighed down is to be slowed down. To be weighed down is to be tied down. Finally, number 8. Joy facilitates victory in battle. You know, 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23, the children of Israel won the battle against the Amalekites and the Ammonites and the Edomites, not because of their bow and arrow, but they began to sing and they began to celebrate. Is anybody merry? Let him sing. That is what James said. Singing most times is a sign of joy and merriment. Somebody say amen. Your joy will cause your enemies to fight themselves on your behalf. It will cause enemies to turn their weapons against each other. Your joy, especially joy in the Lord. That was what happened. Listen. The absence of joy is the inevitability of defeat. Inevitability. The absence of joy is the inevitability of defeat. If joy is absent, defeat is not escapable. Can you imagine players that went to the field depressed? And the fan club that went to cheer them up, all depressed. They lost the battle before they started. The other people are clapping and screaming. These ones are just looking morose. Even if they are star players, they will lose the game. The absence of joy is the inevitability of defeat. And if you don't want to be a victim of defeat, you must resist depression like you resist transgression. Did you hear what I just said? You must resist depression like you resist transgression. Don't play with it. I am feeling low now. I am feeling down. I don't know. There are people who organize pity party and who is invited to the party. Me. I. Myself. Everybody in the party is him. See where my life is. See where my mates are. Please don't miss one service in this month. Because we are going to deal with all those demons and minions. What is my counsel? It's the same. The Holy Spirit is the major channel of joy. So you must determine to flow in the Spirit. Vibrancy in the Holy Ghost equals vibrancy of life. In Acts chapter 2 verse 13, they said the people were drunk with wine. Others mocking said, these people are full of new wine. The fullness of the Holy Ghost equals the fullness of supernatural wine. How many of you know that those who are full of wine in the physical, they don't have any problem for as long as they are under that wine?
It's just moving like this. The same vehicle is coming. Say, is it not a person driving it? Stop. He said, does he have eyes? If they burn him, well, let him come. How many of you know that most times, most drunkards are either whistling or singing? Etiokon, how are you doing? The higher you go, the cooler it becomes. I heard a very funny story where a drunkard man was coming on the road and singing. The higher you go, the cooler it becomes. And he was drinking. And he arrived at the place of two other drunkards who were more drunk than himself. And they were arguing. In the evening, they saw the moon. One said it was the star. The other one said it was sun. And then this one was coming with his head on the ground. The higher you go, the cooler it becomes. So when he arrived, they said, bros, there is an argument here. He said, what is it? He said, is this the sun or the star? The first question he asks is, where is it? You know, the Bible says wine is a mocker. Where is it? So they carried his head, lifted it up like this. Say, we're talking about this. He looked for a while and he said, please, I'm very sorry. I don't live in this environment. So he cannot tell whether it is sun or moon because he doesn't live there. Only those who live. See, at that time, if he doesn't have money in his account, he's not aware. At that time, if there is any challenge, it is not aware. He's under the influence of a physical wine. How much more Holy Ghost wine? I am not saying to you that story to encourage anybody to go in the way of wine at all, alcohol at all, because that is damnation and destruction. That is a mockery of destiny. But if in the physical, the man can be high up because of liquor, be charged. Be saturated, be intoxicated with the Holy Ghost, the higher wine. And let it kill your depression. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Take your seat. John Gillick said, the child of God, the Holy Ghost filled child of God, is the wildest kind of an enthusiastic optimist. See what he combined. Is the wildest kind of an enthusiastic optimist. If you see a person that is optimistic, and you see a person that is enthusiastic, and you see a person that is positivistic, and you see a person that has no respect for negativity, and you see a person that is like a bulldozer that cannot be stopped, then you have seen a real child of God. Did you hear what I just said? Then you have seen the real, not somebody moving and apologizing everywhere. Oh. No. Audacity, sagacity, ruggedness, ferocity, capacity, capability. Hey! Because the one who lives inside of you, he has all that. Take your seat. It's my counsel number two. The past is the enemy of the future. So you must release the past in order to embrace your future. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Jesus Christ spoke, he said, Paul the apostle said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was in front of him, he endured the cross, despised every shame. What was around him and what was behind him were not as important as what was in front of him. And he sat down. Most people are victims. Mistakes of the past. Joy gone because of opportunities that they missed. Why did I say no to that man? He's a millionaire now. And he wanted to marry me. I refused. Why didn't I go on time for that interview? Why was I delayed? Oh no. And now the people who are employed are managers now. See where I am today. Some betrayals, disappointments, and you have people who have tied down their lives because of these kind of things. In the early morning service, I said, there is nobody who has not passed through things in life. True things. Some are victims of rejection, and I'll deal with that another day altogether. I said in the first service, it is not wisdom to lament what you cannot amend. I said what lies behind you is history, and what lies in front of you is destiny. And the pains of your history must never be allowed to swallow up the joys of your destiny. I want to add two more things to it. It is not wisdom to worry over a fact. It is wisdom to accept the fact and solve the problem. The fact that you and that person didn't marry is a fact. It's not a thing for worry anymore. And listen to this. If you don't forget the past, you will forgo the future. It's a choice. Not to forget the past is to forgo the future, because you cannot walk backwards into tomorrow. I've had setbacks in life. Came out of school at the earlier level, had all my the grades I needed to have to go further, and yet for one reason or the other, with good results, with good everything, I was tied down. I think if I count it cumulatively together, I may have lost almost 2 years on the journey of going forward, while those who were in the same class with me went ahead. To the glory of God, today, there is nobody that I can say, this will come up at the same time and this person is in front. You don't have classmates. You are in a class alone with God. And God determines your promotion per time. You are in a class alone with God. But I've had situations growing up, even though from a background that is meant to be affluent, yet certain situations came that I won't get into, maybe at an appropriate time, that made things to go the way that it wasn't, that was very, very testing and very, very trying. As a small boy, you move on the road, hawking kerosene. You don't look at people and say they drop from the moon. One lady was meant to marry. I heard this story from God's servant, Pastor Yia Adeboye. She was married, court wedding. If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard that him and his wife and the man and the woman and the husband were meant to wed the same day in the registry. And they appeared at the registry for wedding. He has appeared with his wife. The man was marrying a soldier. And that morning, she was at the registry, and the man to marry her refused to appear. And he said, "What is happening?" He said, "I have changed my mind. I'm not marrying again." "What? You changed your mind in the morning of marriage? You didn't tell me last night?" "Take your seat." She wept like she would cry her heart out. And women are highly emotional. Those things are very, very painful. She handed her faith over to God. After a short while, I think the man married another person. After a short while, another soldier came to marry her. And that soldier married her. That soldier was an officer. After a short while, after some while, this soldier officer has now become military administrator, governor of a state. After a short while, this soldier that disappointed this lady was posted to be the aide of the woman. She will open the door and salute her. Where will he look? Where will he turn? Don't kill yourself over what people did to you. Live your life in the hands of God. Live your future in the hands of God. Live your destiny in the hands of God. There is a God in heaven who ruleth in the affairs of men. Take your seat. Young lady entered a Nigerian university to study medicine. And when she was entering the university, her JAMB result, her GC result, I think it was mathematics or biology, had not come out. But every other result was good. And the deadline was about to pass. So they knew somebody in the admission office who assisted her to come in pending when the result will come. And the result came and the result was good. And they filled it in. But they filled it in after the admission time. The case came up in fifth year. Yes. And they said, "No, you shouldn't have been here at all." And was withdrawn. Yes. You graduate after 6 years. She wept her heart out. "But it's not as if I didn't pass. It's just that the result wasn't there when they needed it. And they assisted me, and now the result has come out. And not that I failed. The result was correct. She was withdrawn. Found her way to the United States of America. And started from the scratch. Medicine. Today, she is one of the most valued brain surgeons in that country. I heard that they pay her over $1 million as one of the most, if I don't want to call the state because, you know, people watch us from all over the world. And they place, she's a black lady from Nigeria, but they don't play with her skill. Woman operating brain in detail. Human verdict is not divine judgment. Stand on your feet everywhere you are. It doesn't matter what people concluded about you. It doesn't matter what they have decided. Human judgment is not divine verdict. Human verdict is not divine judgment. Don't kill yourself. Be upstanding. She would have been, oh, why did I do that now? I have lost 5 solid years. Maybe I should have waited for the result to come out. And then I would have gone and lost only 1 year and then gone with the next set. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is not over until God says it is over. And God will never say it is over until you win the victory. He will never say it is over. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. My mother says she saw a vision. I believe that would be around the year of 1958 thereabout. And saw Jesus, the crucified Jesus. And he said, just hold the tail of my cloth. And that will be enough for your life. Just hold my cloth and just hold the tail of it. And that was her philosophy of life. Hold Jesus. Just hold him. And she raised all her children in the way of the Lord. Imparted us 5 a.m. You are up every single day. Prayer, instruction, direction. She will talk to you at the age of 7 like she was talking to a 40-year-old person. She will tell you all manner of details. Hard matters that adults were meant to hear. She didn't consider you too young. You must hear this and direction. She said, hold on to me. And that is the counsel I want to give somebody. It doesn't matter what you have lost. If you haven't lost Jesus, you have not lost much. In fact, you have lost nothing. Am I communicating at all? And it doesn't matter what you have gained. If you have not gained Jesus, you haven't gained anything.
Onye get you me jali echikepo. Jesus get you me jali.
Who is my advocate? Who is my intercessor? Who will plead my case for me? Jesus will plead my case. Jesus is my advocate with the Father. He will plead my case. He will plead my case. And he's pleading your case right now. Lift up your hands everywhere you are.
Your hands.
Say after me, Father, I surrender to you. The past will go, and I will lay hold on the future. The lift up your two hands.
I would have been forever lost. Word for your love. I would have been forever lost. But for your grace. But for your grace. Oh Lord. I would have been forever lost. Oh, but for your love. Oh, I would have been forever. But for your grace, but for you.
I can't pay you, Lord.
I can't pay you.
Lord.
There's nothing I can give. There's
nothing
I can give.
I can't pay you.
There's nothing I can give.
That makes sense.
You pulled me many times.
On the
verge of danger.
On the verge of danger.
You pulled me.
You pulled me many times.
On the verge of pain.
On the verge of pain.
You pulled me.
You pulled me many times. On the verge of danger.
You pulled me.
You pulled me many times.
On the verge of pain.
Lift up your two hands, gentlemen. Say, Father, I release everything of the past that is tying me down, that is fighting my future. I release it. I release everything of the past. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Lift up your hands and wave. I want to give opportunity for those who want to say, Pastor, I hand over myself to God. I want to be forgiven by Jesus. I want today to mark a new day for me. Jesus, have your way. I want to be free of addictions. I want to be free of frustration. I want to be free. I want to live for Jesus. I want to live for God. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags quickly and rush forward. I'll give you the count of seven.
Draw me nearer, nearer to thee, Lord. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee.
Quickly, one.
Draw me nearer, nearer to thee, Lord.
Draw me nearer.
My song every day.
My song every
keep
day.
Coming.
Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee.
My song every day.
My song every day.
Every day, Father, every day, every day, every
day. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee.
My song every day.
My song every day.
Father, draw me nearer. My song every day,
my song every day,
my song every day, my song every day,
draw me nearer.
My song every day,
my
sing every day.
Father,
my song every day.
Draw me nearer to you.
My song every day.
My song every day.
Father, draw me nearer.
Can we all stand up on our feet? Everybody, everybody, including those in the front. Lay your hands on your chest and pray after me. Jesus, I come before you today. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Be upstanding. Were you here on Tuesday? You were the one with the neck. How are you doing? Perfect. God be praised. On Tuesday, healed of neck collar affliction. We give him the praise. Be upstanding, everybody. How many of you want to hand over every burden to Jesus and want the joy of the Lord today? Lift up your hands. We're going to pray for the release of the Spirit of God upon our lives. Carry me, Lord. Oh. Carry me, Lord. Please carry me, Lord.
Carry me,
Lord.
Carry me, Lord.
Carry me, Lord.
Carry me, Lord.
Carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord.
Count of seven. You place your hands on your head, screaming, "I receive," and let the joy of the Holy Ghost rob you. Let the joy of the Holy Ghost swallow up every trace of depression. Let the joy of the Holy Ghost saturate and engulf you. It's yours. Father, let your joy flow. Let your joy flow. Let your joy flow. The joy of the Holy Ghost, let it flow. At the count of seven, you scream, "I receive," and blast in tongues. Father, let it flow. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I receive, 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 receive. Receive, 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 receive.
Receive. Receive. Receive. Receive. Receive.
So shall it be. So shall it be. It's a new day for you. There is a proverb that says the downfall of a man is not the end of his life. He said, rejoice not against me, O mine enemies. If I fall, I will rise. That should be Micah 7, 8, thereabout. And the light shall shine upon me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be light unto me. It doesn't matter what has happened around you. Just hold on to Jesus. Just don't relax your grip. Strengthen your grip on him. And it is well.